Mr. Waters had several boats and motors and so forth. Of course, we didn't have outboard motors then. We had what we called an old Red Wing motor, which was a single cylinder putt-putt motor. He would put those out for several people, and then a lot of people had their own rigs. And they would have what we call shell bars, which were usually a pipe or something about 12 foot long, and then suspended from that were hooks, about four pronged hooks. They were not real sharp hooks. And they would let those down and drag them along the river, and when a mussel shell in the river is usually opened up, they're feeding. And when something, an irritant got there, they would close immediately. So they would close, and then after a while they'd bring the bar up and they'd pick those shells, those mussels off that had closed on their hook. A lot of them knew where the good beds were, you know, mussel beds were. It was no problem for them to do real good. In fact, I asked Mr. Waters several times to let me have one of the outfits and the shell. I'm sure I could have done much better than $9 a week. But it wasn't dangerous, but a kid 15, 16 years old really didn't belong out on the river, shall we?